In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, even though we are still in the midst of Easter celebration, all the beautiful flowers and statues reminding of us of our Lord's resurrection, today we again turn our thoughts to the to remembering our dead and our dear departed friends, benefactors, and priests. And we don't do this in order to depress ourselves or turn our thoughts into gloominess instead of joy, but we do this again today to remind that it is life which is which has conquered death, and most of all, everlasting life has conquered death. And this exactly is the spirit and message of our Easter celebration. In this lovely statue of our resurrected Lord, which you can see in front of you, you see how Jesus rose from the tomb with a banner in his hand. And when he resurrected, he was like a general who led all his faithful into victory. Our general, our dear Lord and Master, has resurrected and redeemed us so that we wouldn't need to suffer the fate of death. But as our Lord has truly resurrected, we must also wait that we must also remember that our own resurrection is still some in the future waiting for us. Our bodies must necessarily one day return to earth. That is, we all have to see death at some point when the time comes. It is only Jesus and Mary who gained the privilege of not seeing death and being risen to heaven without having gone through this sad thought of death. Many of our friends and family members have, on the other hand, already died before us, and we must remember that they are spirits now. They are the ones who wait for resurrection, and we must remember them, and we have to pray for them. As we all want to resurrect one day together with our dear Jesus, so all those friends, benefactors, and relatives who have gone before us, who have died, they also need and they wait for the future resurrection. And if there was any sin for them which they still have to pay and do reparation of them, that reparation is called purgatory. We want our dear departed ones to go to heaven as soon as possible, and that's why we pray for them. That's why we gain indulgences, so that we might, when we get into heaven, see all of our friends and dear benefactors and family members there. And so we could all, as a big happy congregation of God's faithful, we might all with eagerness wait together the future resurrection, our resurrection, when we, as Jesus did in that image, we also will rise glorious and immortal. Another reason, besides waiting our own resurrection and praying for our departed ones, why we today have the Requiem Mass, is that we also remember the living sinners of today's world, those people who have not heard the word of Jesus and who do not go to sacraments and who stay away from their church, from his church. These people are truly in danger of death. They are the ones who might not see this our dear glorious Lord Jesus, and that's why we pray very hard for their conversion. We pray for their conversion, that after they die, they too might go to heaven, and we might see them when we gather to wait our own resurrection. Even though purgatory is a quite terrible thing to suffer, and there are lots of punishments there if you haven't confessed, and if you haven't not done penance on this earth for your sins, you have to do that in a purgatory. But even purgatory itself is much better place than that place of punishment which is prepared for unrepented sinners. We today, in the midst of our celebration of Easter, you should today remember, children, that there are still lots and lots of souls in purgatory who wait to enter into heaven, and you must pray for them. And there is also lots and lots of living people in the world for whom you have to pray that they would convert and in this way avoid the punishment for their sins. So therefore, children, today let us remember what is the true message of Easter, that is, that Christ has resurrected and gained victory over death. When you remember that you also are destined to one day resurrect and go to heaven, you want all your friends, you want all your relatives also to get this beautiful present from God, and you would not want to exclude anybody from this wonderful gift of God, but you want to pray for as many people as possible so that they might also get this great gift and mercy from God. In the midst of the joys, there is also reminder of sorrow, and we have avoided sorrowful thoughts because we are members of God's church, but we also will remember those who need to come into the church of God, who need to confess their sins, and who need to be reconciled with God. Let us remember all these groups today, ourselves, and then poor souls in purgatory, and sinners of the world, so that God's goodness and God's mercy would be opened and revealed to all of these groups. And let us give thanksgiving that our Lord has truly risen and that he has given his forgiveness and mercy to all of us. May God bless you. In the name